Many leave Earth to forge a new life, but some of us do better than others. I left Earth when I was 8, worked hard, became rich. Now it's time to give back. There are opportunities across the universe. Work is there if you want it. I set up the Hope Foundation to help people find it. Free transport, food and accommodation. Earth is where you were born. Home is where you make it. Join us. Let us help you. Let us give you hope.
Well, you found me. Now get lost. Part of Get Lost went over your head.
It's a free planet.
Only just. Lucky us.
You were one of the people who fought the Daleks on the game station, weren't you?
Says who?
You know, people. Weren't you?
Hang on. What's that?
Voice recorder.
Why?
It's what I do.
Follow people around when they ask you not to and record them?
I'm a reporter. Silo Crook, pleased to meet you.
A reporter? I didn't think you lot wanted news, just game shows.
That was then. It's time journalism came back. We need to be informed.
Of what? How broken the world is? Just open your eyes.
But we need to build.
So become a builder. Now go away.
Jack Harkness. Some call him Captain, though if he was ever a soldier, he lost his regiment the night the sky turned to fire. If you want to fix something, sometimes you have to break it even more. You have to strip it back to rebuild. That's what happened to Earth. Before they were beaten, the Daleks bombed whole continents. Now we have new enemies. Starvation, ruin, radiation.
Annoying kids!
I can sit here if I want.
The end of the world, but I still get a stalker.
Harkness lives in a small cabin a couple of kilometers away from the ruins of the Black Country Dome. He refuses company, even though he could claim a hero's welcome if he only chose to. I've never really met a hero before. I wonder if they're all this angry.
Ooh, long day. A nightcap, I think. All right, Silo Crook. Show me your stuff.
I'm here on the outskirts of what used to be Black Castle.
Since the Dalek bombing, the city itself is uninhabitable, but a sizable camp has... Yes, I suppose. Thinking of giving that Hope Foundation thing a try. Since the bombing, there are lots of dangerous animals on the planes. Some say they're mutated Earth species. Others think they're Dalek experiments dumped on the surface to pick us... The latest ship from the Hope Foundation, here to collect volunteers willing to leave the planet, hoping to find better opportunities elsewhere. Charity founder, Portia Trier, is familiar to most of us from her advertising boards.
Many leave Earth to forge a new life.
I just don't trust it. You hear stories, people who say they'll get in touch once they're resettled, and you never hear from them again. A friend of mine says he knows someone who tried to escape on one of the ships. Hunted him down. Killed him.
Now you're talking.
Offering you a better chance at life. Please touch the screen for further information.
Go away!
Annoying, aren't they? Buzzing all over the place. HD mosquitoes.
Is everything trying to sneak up on me this morning?
I had one fly through an open window once. I shot it, fizzing around everywhere, sparks and plastic. Oh, loved it.
Fine. Good morning. What do you want?
You're the one that followed me, remember? I brought you breakfast. I also brought your recorder back.
What makes you think you can just go through my stuff?
I was interested.
Then ask. It's polite.
Like you did when you recorded me yesterday? Here, reconstituted eggs. They're awful, but enjoy.
Fine. They're actually quite nice.
You've been out here way too long if you think that. The Hope Foundation.
What about them?
That's your story.
There's other stuff worth talking about. You, for instance. What makes you live out here? Why won't you mix with people? After what you did, you're a hero.
I am not. And I'm not your story.
Fine. Play hard to get. Jack! Oh, where's he gone now? I was sure he came along there. What's that? Oh, please tell me it's not another one of those screens. Hope Foundation, everywhere you look! Oh no. Jack? Jack? Okay, I don't know what you are, but I probably shouldn't move. Landmine? Are there landmines now? Just take a look, Silo. Carefully. Really, really. Okay, no idea what you are. You're ever so noisy. Don't trust a noisy thing. Jack!
Stay still.
I am staying still. Is it a landmine?
Time limpet.
What?
Dalek weapon. Someone must have dropped it. No, actually, they probably triggered it while holding it.
If they triggered it, it wouldn't still be here.
Repeat action. It goes off. The target ceases to exist. It resets. All right. Move your foot. Move it slowly.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Cease to exist?
Yes. So move your foot. That's it. Slowly, slowly. Run!
Okay. I still exist. Good.
Yeah. Deactivated. It's safe now. Here, souvenir.
Oh, thanks. Not for this, for
you know, saving me.
In future, mind where you're going. I'm amazed you've lived this long out here. You know, I won't always be around to save you.
I was doing perfectly fine up until now, thank you. I don't need you.
No? Then go away.
Yeah, you'd like that. Oh, what a stupid thing to say. Of course he would.
Stupid, stupid, stupid! Could have killed us both. Bam! Just like that. All because she's too dumb to know what she's doing. I got a chance. One solid chance. And I just nearly threw it away because some kid is too stupid to watch where she puts her foot. Come on, Harkness.
Jack Harkness is sulking. What is it about me that makes him so angry? The attention? The responsibility? Or is he just a bit horrible? And am I just wasting my time? Are there more important things I should be doing?
I mean, you just don't know, do you? They say they're doing good, that they're looking out for the human race. I don't swallow it. We spent years being under someone else's control. I'm not going back there, whatever carrot they're dangling. I want to know more. I want proof.
Silo? What have we got here? Play me.
I'm leaving this recorder with you for safekeeping. I have a spare. It's buggy as hell, but it'll do, so... Maybe you're right about the Hope Foundation. In which case... I just went on the trail of a great story. A great story I might not get back from. I'm heading for the next ship leaving from Tipton Conurb.
Oh, Silo.
I'm bound to be gone a while. Either because I have to work my way home or, well, because something awful happens. In which case, I wouldn't want to lose all my work. So if I don't come back, do something good with it. I know you don't care about it, but it's all I have and it means a lot to me. So, yeah. Bye.
Great. Now what have I got you into?
Hundreds of people forced into lines by Hope Foundation security.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I was just recording something.
Recording?
I'm a reporter.
Oh, right. Brilliant. What's one of those then?
Someone who watches what's going on in the world and then tells other people about it.
Right. My sister was one of those. You couldn't so much as smile at a boy without her telling everyone.
That's not quite the same. I only report on big, important things.
Well, where I come from, smiling at boys is pretty important. Finally! We're nearly here. Oh, I hate queuing, don't you?
Yeah. Part of life, though, isn't it? Queuing for food parcels, queuing for clothes.
You'd think the one good thing about half the world being dead is that the queues would be shorter. Never happen.
The human race never catches a break, does it?
I'm Alfie, by the way.
Silo. Hi.
Next!
Oh! Hello.
Name?
Silo Crook.
Take a ticket from the dispenser and sign the form. You together?
Not really. I'm Malfi Prynne.
Take a ticket from the dispenser
sign
and...
Sign the form here. Yep, got it.
I stand in front of the scanner.
Oh, this thing?
Obviously. Stand still. Now you.
Righto. What's this for, then?
Don't talk, it messes with the scan. It's just security.
What happens now?
You hang around and see if your number's called. The ship's big, but it ain't big enough. It's a lottery. Next!
Come on, let's find somewhere to sit and wait. Haven't had a can of coffee for ages. How long has it been now?
Nearly 5 hours.
Ugh, I hate waiting. You can share my blanket if you want. Hang on a minute. Sorry if it stinks. Okay. Oh, I've been travelling for months. Worked my way here from Pola Ventura.
Pola Ventura?
The grav rail's still running as far as Reykjavik. Well, it's not as bad as it sounds. I took a raft from there to Port Patrick and been making my way down the country ever since.
And now you want to leave?
I'm sick of walking. Let's see what space is like.
I think they're announcing the winners.
When your number appears on the display screen, please move to the embarkation area.
We're there! Both of us.
More queuing?
At least now he's queuing for something that's worth the wait. Universe, here we come.
Ensure you are wearing your safety harness. We are departing immediately.
Finally. I think I'm sat in your buckle.
No, this is mine. That's yours.
Oh, right. Wonder where it's
going. Here, let me.
Don't give you much space, do they?
They're packing us in for sure. How many do you think this is? 304?
I wonder if they do an in-flight meal.
You had a sandwich in the queue. You can't be hungry again.
Well, eating makes me relax. You know, I don't really like flying. Hope I don't throw up.
So do I. If you're so bothered about flying, why did you come?
Well, I'm bothered about being stuck on Earth more.
Will be
docking with Trier Station in 7 minutes. On arrival, you will follow disembarkation instructions. Stick to your allocated groups. Do not deviate from your route plan.
Trier Station?
No idea. Maybe it's like a holding station? We're all allocated different destinations from there.
Oi! What's Trier Station then?
Our destination. On arrival, you will follow disembarkation instructions. Stick to your allocated groups.
Yeah. Got all that first one.
I don't like this. They didn't say anything about immediately docking somewhere else.
Well, they didn't say anything about anything. We just ran in here, whooping our whoops, and didn't think to ask. I'm sure it'll be fine. What you said, a way of processing everyone and finding where they need to go.
Maybe. You will follow disembarkation instructions.
Keep to your designated groups. Do not deviate from your route plan. Keep to your designated groups. Do not deviate from your route plan. Keep to your designated groups.
Wow.
This place is massive.
I wonder how many ships they've flown so far. How many people they've taken away.
Millions and millions.
Ooh. Hey, look. A window.
Our first view of the vastness of space. Earth below us, its scars invisible from here.
Never mind about Earth. I'm glad to see the back of it.
Just look. Space.
How amazing is that?
Pretty amazing.
Ooh, look. What's through here?
Malfi!
Do not leave your designated route.
As many of you are no doubt aware, we will soon be running our 100th ship from Earth. An amazing achievement. Sure you all agree.
I mean, wow, just look at this place. Restaurants, shops, TV. Sorry. So sorry. I should have been looking where I was going. Oh. You're her. On the screen. What's your trick?
Malfi!
Do not leave your designated route.
Nice eyes.
What?
They're a particularly lovely shade of blue.
Come on! We have to get back.
Did you see her? That was her, Rorschach Trier, the head of the Hope Foundation.
Not exactly first-class accommodation.
Probably just a waiting room or something.
While we've had glimpses of opulence here on Trier Station, we're thus far restricted to areas that border on Grimm. Long functional corridors are now a massive holding area.
It's probably just while they allocate the proper accommodation or something.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, they can't just keep us here forever. Either that or it's some sort of holding area. A place we have to put up with while they allocate us our new jobs and transport and... well, and all that.
But how long is that going to take?
I don't know. Could be a bit, I suppose. But we'll manage. You know, not like we haven't put up with worse on Earth, is it?
Refugee number 4378.
Huh? Ooh, bless me.
Order update. You are to accompany me.
Why?
Irrelevant. Please comply.
It's okay. I don't mind.
This is Chief Surgeon Dunham. I want to register a complaint. Tough, I'm registering it. This is ridiculous. I can't handle a whole new batch on my own. I need a nurse allocated. You, get on the table.
What for?
Get on the table.
Nothing wrong with me.
Yes, fully trained. Well, just see that you do. Damn administration. Like to see how they'd manage down there. Right, so let's take a look at you. It would seem you've come to our employer's notice.
Really? I can't move.
Yes, that's the point. You can leave him with me now. Simple enough procedure.
Procedure? What sort of procedure?
Well, you see, the Duchess of Poon's been after a pair of blue eyes for ages. She put a request on the system. A very generous request. And you do have the loveliest pair of bright blue eyes.
Yeah, well, I happen to be using them.
Not for long. I'm afraid she really has set her heart on owning a pair.
We'll tell her to get implants.
She has her peccadillos. She'll only accept the real thing.
But, oh, come on. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry, but you can't just take my eyes.
Of course I can. We own you now. That's the point. We'll take whatever we please. There now. I said you could leave.
Understood.
right into me. Me! Had to change my suit. Probably covered in diseases. Oh, still, can't complain. 97th run-in, eh? Gorky here, excellent PA in the writing things down sense, hopeless when it comes to brains, never thought we'd get away with it.
I think the food is ready, Mum.
See what I mean? Nothing gets past Gorky, does it? See, Gorky, life goes on just as it should, just as it always has. Consider yourself lucky.
Mum?
I let you sit and eat with the blessed.
The more I look around, the more obvious it is to me that there is something deeply wrong within the Hope Foundation. Everyone is determined to think the best. After all, they've staked a lot on coming here. Their old lives may not have been much, not by some people's standards, but it was what they had. It was what they knew. Who wants to believe you might have thrown that away only to get worse?
Return to your allocated area. You will be called upon again.
Oh. Hey, Melfi!
Silo? Is that you?
Yes.
Feeling a little bit out of it.
Okay.
I think someone injected me with something. Can't remember, to be honest. Can't actually see at the moment either. Oh. Drones. Ah. Had to carry me. They injected me, I think. Then everything went dark. I'm sure it'll be clear in a minute.
You've got a bandage over your eyes, that's all. Hang on, let me...
No! Not supposed to touch it.
Okay. Sorry.
That's it. Eyes. I remember. They took them.
What?
I'm sure they must have had a good reason. I can't quite remember what it was now, but...
Bordering on acceptable. Please tell me there's something devastating lined up for dessert.
I believe it's a Lutherian truffle in a Pandlebury coulis.
Oh, do shut up, Gorky, you dreary thing. It was a rhetorical question. More champagne? Yay! And do try and make sure the bottle's properly chilled this time. It should be dry as Mars and colder than Gorky's bed.
I knew it. Stupid. So stupid. He was right, but I still just walked in here.
Right? Who's right?
Jack. Captain Jack Harkness. He knew there was something wrong with all this. He could, I don't know, smell it. But I wasn't having it, so I just strolled in here. And now look.
Good of them, really.
What?
Well, surgery's not cheap, you know. Operation like that?
There was nothing wrong with his eyes.
There must have been. They wouldn't have removed them otherwise.
No.
They mentioned sorting out the implants.
Refugee number 4377.
Oh, no.
It's not me again, is it?
Refugee number 4377.
I'm not sure I could manage it at the moment. I'm still feeling...
No, it's me.
Refugee number 4377.
Yes.
You will accompany me.
Whatever it is, I can take it. Whatever happens, I can bear it. Oh.
Enter.
Oh, God.
Get on the table. Nurse, bring 10 cc's of pyrogen to surgery 4. I said get on the table.
I don't want to.
Get on the table or I'll have the drone there shoot you.
You wouldn't do that. You need me for something. If I'm dead...
Then I just have to work quicker, that's all. Don't be an idiot. Do as you're told and you get to live. Don't and you die. Drone, that'll be all.
Understood.
Right! According to your initial body scan, we're looking at, good
kidneys, healthy lungs and liver. Oh, what it is to be young. Good, strong leg muscles.
Take these manacles off and I'll prove as much.
Oh, I do love a young woman with spirit.
What's that worth on the open market?
Oh, absolutely nothing. Oh, AB negative. That is rare. 8 pints of liquid gold.
Oh, but I'm using it. It's mine.
Well, you don't get it. Nothing's yours. Not anymore. You're a walking asset bank. That's all. Yes, we'll have the organs out first, then siphon out that blood drop by precious drop. Where's that nurse?
Sorry, Doctor.
There you are. Chop, chop. We've got a lot to get through today. What are you doing? I asked for Pyrogen, not... Oh! What are you playing at? That hurt! I'll have you...
You're a weird nurse.
And you're a pain in the ass. I had a perfectly nice, quiet life until you came along.
Jack!
Trier Station is a mess. A gleaming, crazy, exclusive mess. It's built from whatever they could quickly grab in orbit. Remains of the game station, several starliners, a couple of freight ships, all networked together to become a safe haven for the rich.
Since when did the rich have to worry about being safe?
Good point. And right now, when the rest of humanity is doing its best to rebuild, to get back on their feet, these people are doing what they always do. To hell with tomorrow. Give me more today. They're not interested in rebuilding Earth. They're just sucking it dry of its main assets.
What assets? Earth's ruined. You said it yourself. Right now, all it has is...
Come on.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm being slow. It's us, yes? We're the assets.
A struggling refugee population that the universe doesn't care about. You can be sold as a slave force, harvested for valuable organs.
Cattle.
More than you know. The rich never did mind getting fat off the poor. They're even using whatever's left as a slow-burn fuel source for the energy furnace.
Fuel?
Nothing is wasted. These lights stay on thanks to those they've already kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Not even that. We walked in willingly. Desperate people don't ask many questions. They just hope for something better. Not only that, it's us, isn't it? It's what that stupid, lazy occupation made of us. We don't think anymore. We don't ask questions.
Ah, but you do. And that's a start, Silo Crook. And don't be so hard on the rest either. Humanity always rises up. It'll take more than Trier and her kind to push you back down.
You can turn the music off, Gorky. If I wanted to be bored into a coma, I'd ask you about your family.
Yes, Mom.
Pass me my fizz. It's no use to me over there.
Mom.
So, any news?
Stocks up 1%, probably thanks to the interview on the Pluto network.
I came across well.
Extremely well.
I wasn't asking.
We've had a request from a colony streaming syndicate on the back of it. Informal interview, similar style.
Colonists? I don't want to talk to colonists. Most of them think the height of success is a roof that keeps out the rain. Tell them I'm busy.
You have a workers' demonstration at the Rifkin plant.
What do they want now?
A health cover.
They can't have it. Rifkin, you said?
Yes.
They have a lot of earthquakes on Rifkin.
They do.
Make sure they have one at the workers' town. Give the whiners something else to worry about. I doubt they'll be standing on a picket line when their loved ones are all buried beneath a house.
That may affect productivity for the current quarter.
Not if they want to earn enough to pay for the inevitable hospital bills. Actually, book me in for a visit. Good PR. Can't beat weeping over rubble to get people on side.
Mum.
Tell me, Gorky.
Mum?
Do you think I'm awful?
Mum?
Do you think I'm a really awful, horrible, terrible person? It's a simple enough question. Do you think I'm terrible? Cruel?
I wouldn't like to say. I'm a...
Just answer the question!
I don't know what you want me to say!
Oh, go to your room, Gorky. Go to your room
and have a little grateful cry that you're so pathetic, I've decided it's not worth breaking you down into profitable little pieces.
How did you get aboard?
It wasn't fun. 3 meters of waste vents.
Sorry. It's my fault, isn't it?
Yeah. But on the flip side, Trier Station has some fabulous washrooms. Quick, get in.
Oh, all clear.
Anyway, it's not your fault, not really. As soon as I suspected something was off with the Hope Foundation, I was bound to look into it.
Because you're a hero.
Because I'm nosy. And if you call me that one more time, I'll show you how unpleasant the waste pipes can be.
Why do you hate the word so much?
I don't. Love a hero. I've even met a couple in my time. Just don't happen to think that I'm one, that's all. You are recording this, aren't you?
Of course. It's what I do, remember?
Such a pain.
Vile, venomous, degenerate.
Even the furniture fights back up here. Computer, music, something calming. In and out. In and out.
Let me sneak a quick peek. Damn. There's a drone guarding the holding pen.
Only one. We can handle that.
Don't be so sure. They're armed.
Did you think we were just coming to walk in there?
No. Obviously, I just... We need to be careful.
Careful? We're a bit beyond careful here, Jack.
Let me just think for a minute. What are you doing?
You'll think of something. What? Hello?
You are not in one of the allocated areas. Explain.
Well, yes, precisely. Allocated area, not in one. I was supposed to be having my organs taken out, but then I got a bit turned around and...
You will accompany me.
Okay.
It's coming!
You will desist from damaging Trier Corp. Under threat of illegal
action. See? Smashing it against the wall. You thought of something.
Yeah. Now who's the dad? Look, it could have shot you or me.
But it didn't. Don't take this the wrong way, but you're a bit cautious for a hero.
I am not! Look, there's nothing wrong with caution. Caution is what keeps us alive. Something happened to me during the Dalek invasion. I should not have survived. But I did. And it changed my outlook a bit, okay? A quiet life, that's all I wanted.
Then I turned up.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Come on!
Okay, key code, basic numeric lock. I should be able to... What? You know the code?
I'm a reporter. I keep my eyes open.
Figures.
Oh, Melfi! How are you doing?
Feel a bit out of it, to be honest. Not bad, exactly. Just, you know, spacey. spacey in space. I think someone may have injected me with something naughty. Have I already told you that? Also, you'll probably say I'm being paranoid, but I have a sneaking suspicion someone may have had my eyes away.
Oh, Melfi.
I fixed the door lock. We can leave whenever we want. Hey, Melfi. I'm Jack. Not much consolation, but they'll have performed the operation carefully so as not to damage the...
Assets?
Well, yeah, but between that and the gallons of medication they've clearly pumped into him, I think he'll be okay.
Okay. His eyes are missing.
I'm sure they'll turn up. Things usually do. Jack Harkness. I think she mentioned a Jack Harkness. Are you a reporter too?
No, I'm not that useful. I'm a troublemaker. Listen, as soon as we get out of here, I'll make sure he's in the position to get implants. He's gonna be fine.
Yeah. Well, we have to get out of here first. Listen! Everybody, quickly! You need to pay attention. We all need to get out of here, right now. Some of you must already suspect that this isn't everything you signed up for. Well, I can prove it. I just escaped from one of their surgeries where I was told... hang on a mo.
Great reporter, lousy public speaker.
It's mine!
I don't get it. Nothing's yours. Not anymore. You're a walking asset bank, that's all.
The Hope Foundation is a con. They mean to strip us of anything they find useful, and then we're dead meat.
I told you. I told you.
Listen to her. Listen. You thought you were here for a new chance, a fresh throw of the dice. Instead, you're where they want you, where they always want you. They're getting richer, fatter, happier, and all because of what you give them. You've been played. But now's your chance to even the score. The Daleks tried to stop us, but we didn't let them because humanity fights back, right?
Yeah!
That's what we always do. We pull together. Yes, Trier's got drones, she's got guns, she's got power, but you know what we've got? What we've always got. Numbers. There are more of us than them. There are always more of us than them. So let's get out there and remind them of that.
Yeah!
Always quick play, crowd.
So what do we do?
We find Vorsha Trier.
Oh, brilliant. Lovely woman. Could we maybe stop off on the way and see if we can find my eyes? They must be knocking around there somewhere.
We are not leaving him here.
Of course not. We'll manage. Hey, Malfi, take my arm. Let's see what we can find.
Yes?
Miss Trier?
What the hell do you want? I'm currently spending a little time admiring exports from Oslo.
I'm from Helsinki.
Like I care. Well, what's the problem?
It's the holding pen, Mum. Someone has, well...
What?
They've all broken out, Mum. We have a full-scale riot on our hands.
Riot? Really? More like an infestation. Just have the drones mop them up and shovel them out of an airlock. Seriously, why are you even bothering me with this?
Mom, I don't think you quite understand how many of them there are.
Gorky, they are ants. Ants are plentiful, right up until you step on them. Seriously? I mean, who's this now? Look, Gorky, just go away, would you? As always, you bore me.
Vorsha?
Patience, Oslo, patience.
Helsinki!
Sorry, Miss Trier. I was wondering if we might have a quick word about computer access.
You can't just walk in here. Who the hell do you think you are?
We've met. Don't you remember?
I don't. Oh, wait. I guess the bandages give it away.
Miss Trier? Miss Trier? Oh, the idiot. This is Miss Trier's personal assistant. Command all drones to keep the undesirables to the lower levels. Lock down all elevators and place extra security on the stairwells. I also want the Trier Star Yacht ready to leave at a moment's notice in case this whole mess goes south. Fully loaded. Good. Enough to barbecue any grubby horror that wants to kill me. Yes, fine. Time to keep earning my paycheck.
Cease the sounds to Trier property before leaving steps off. This is from beating you with a stick. This is against the rules. Cease the sounds to Trier property before leaving steps off.
Ah, There's a charming young man in there who, after some slight discussion, is only too happy to see his night interrupted. I've left him with a bottle of champagne, a good book, and some earplugs. Get the ropes tighter than that.
Tighter than that and our hands will fall off.
Good.
Unbelievable. You know, we fought the Daleks, all of us. Every human with the will to fight. Because we weren't willing to let them use us. We wouldn't stand by and let them feed off the human race. And what happens when we win? When we finally win. One of our own looks at what's left, the fragile remains of the planet, our planet, and decides to do the same thing. I think I preferred the Daleks. At least they can't help what they are.
Enjoying yourself?
Oh, sorry. I was miles away. Just imagining all the things I'm going to do to the pair of you once my security turns up. They were prolonged and loud and disgusting and have left me feeling positively giddy.
Your security has more than it can handle right now.
Here they are.
Yeah, like we're just going to let them in.
Open door! It's voice activated, idiots.
All of you get back now, or I'll shoot the lot of you.
Don't just discuss it, you pointless sack of oxygen. Shoot them!
For once in your life, don't be so horrible. I'm rescuing you.
Then do it properly. Oh, what are you for?
Get a room.
I've changed my mind. Kill her. She's a pig.
What?
Oh, shut up. Sardo, give me something to stick in her mouth.
I don't believe this.
Here, we can use her gown.
That's plutonium silk, you psychopath. What a...
Shut up. Just shut up. If it wasn't for the fact that I have half the Trier Station pharmacy bubbling through my veins, I'd be in agony right now because of you. You took from me. Big time. And I'm this close just to killing you for it.
No, you're not.
No?
No. Because you're better than that. Now, quickly, we need to get her to central control so we can access the computer network.
Welcome to the Trier Station Entertainment Hub. If you want a table for dinner, I fear you should probably have booked. There appear to be rather a lot of you. Please do not throw decorative art at me.
Wait! Wait a minute!
Look at this place!
You know, this place is actually nice.
It's amazing! Where did that stuff come from?
Typical. Central Control is the one place still guarded.
And something tells me our pet billionaire isn't going to be much help.
Oh, Gorky, can you get us past them?
Look, we've got a deal. You get to keep her until she unlocks the computers. After that, she's mine. End of deal. Not that the drones would listen to me anyway. Nobody ever did.
Well, give us the gun and we can shoot them. Well, one of you two can. I have a feeling my aim's not what it once was.
No chance. I've never had the upper hand in my life before. I like it. I'm keeping it.
Hang on. How about this? Any use?
Dalek time limpet, now you're talking! Wide dispersal, short delay.
Unregistered litter in corridor 14.
No more drones.
Not much of the corridor wall either. Did it occur to you that you might have caused a hull breach?
Nope. Come on!
Oh! Locke's palm printed!
We know whose.
Get her hand on that panel.
Hey! I know. Let's just cut it off if she doesn't cooperate.
This place. Hang on. Inside the central control room on Trier Station, a huge...
There's a time and a place, Silo.
Oh, sorry.
I was joking. I mean, I, for one, could live with some subtitles.
Trier can't do anything without showing off. If someone was to build a cathedral to technology, this would be it. The place is massive, filled to the brim with equipment.
Retinal scanner, over there on the main console. Once she's unlocked that, we're out of here.
Sounds good to me.
That's it. Look into the scanner, Mom. It There you go. Fill your boots. I have a luxury yacht to steal.
We're just going to let them go.
We've got more important things to do.
She's ruined my life.
She hasn't. Of course she hasn't. You'll come back from this, Malfi, I promise.
Easy for you to say.
Well, maybe, but you're stronger than you give yourself credit for. Look, a decent set of implants and you'll be as good as new, better even, because you'll have been through this and survived. If my plan works.
Which is?
I told you that Trier Station was just a collection of other ships, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, most of those ships are still functional, so I'm setting up a synchronized flight plan.
A flight plan? You're going to try and fly this thing?
No reason why it won't work. Probably. All I have to do is find enough propulsion on one side of the superstructure, ignite those engines, and away we go!
If it holds together...
Yeah.
And the engines still have power.
Yeah. Stop with all the negativity, okay?
But where will we go?
Where all this is needed most. Earth. Well?
You said to stop with the negativity.
And you haven't anything positive to say?
Ask us when we land.
Fine.
Into this for me quickly, could you?
Give me one good reason why I should.
Because if a single one of the refugees spots you on board, they'll kill you. It's in your best interest we get aboard this space yacht and clear out of here.
With you?
With me. The man who has been kind enough to remove your gag.
Untie me too.
Not a chance. Now look into the retinal scanner or I'll shoot your foot off.
Oh, you're so, so fired.
See? It's all just a bit rusty, that's all. It's hardly surprising. It's been sitting there for months.
We're all going to die.
No, we're not.
What's that?
It's okay. We're entering the Earth's atmosphere. I need to increase the shielding somehow.
Oh.
Or we'll burn up a bit.
A bit?
A lot.
Then shut up so I can concentrate. Docking clamps released. We are free of Trier Station.
So why are we still dying?
We're not, you stupid woman. Hang on. Engaging thrusters. Escaping gravitational pull of Trier Station. Clearing atmosphere.
Quickly! Save my life and I'll buy you something shiny.
Emergency! Emergency! At current speed and angle of descent, Trier Station will lose structural stability in 2 minutes.
Oh, what can we do?
I need to reroute power to the gravitational shielding.
Well, do it quickly.
I just don't have time. I'd have to do it manually.
So do it manually.
You don't understand. I'd have to handle the live cabling. It's risky.
Riskier than what's happening? Guide me to the cables and I'll do it.
If I get it wrong, I'll fry.
And if you don't try at all, we'll burn anyway.
Look, I don't want to die.
Who does?
When I fought against the Daleks on the game station, I was surrounded. Dead end. Done for it. I blacked out. They should have exterminated me, but somehow, just somehow, I got a second chance. A fresh start.
Not for long.
No, not for long! All I wanted was a quiet life, a safe life, but no! You had to come along, didn't you? Drag me into all of this. And now the only way I can get out of it is probably gonna kill me.
I'm sorry. Show me what to do. I'll do it.
No.
I'll do it.
No!
I mean it.
So do I.
I know. But maybe, just maybe, this is what I was spared for. This is why the universe let me live. Now, get back! Move!
I said I'd do it!
I know you did, but you're too amazing to die. Both of you are. Now, please, stand well back.
Maybe you're a hero after all, eh?
Oh, shut up! We all are.
Jack!
What happened?
Emergency powers to gravitational shielding. Shielding stability increasing.
I think he did it.
Landing location tracked. Low wasteland. Trajectory clear. Descending. 10, 9.
Hold on, Melfi. Hold on!
The Hope Foundation. Offering you a better chance at life. Please touch the screen for me.
What about Jack? Is he okay?
Oh, careful! The cable's still live. Help me pull him away. Oh, Jack. Oh, wake up, Jack. Please, wake up.
I can't find a pulse. Silo, I'm sorry. He's...
Jack!
And I'm not even dead. I guess the universe really does like me.
You know, you did the right thing saving me.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I may not even fire you.
Oh, how kind.
So, I've lost Trier Station. Who cares? I swing by any branch of First Intergalactic and I have access to an account that could buy a whole planet. Probably two.
Really?
For sure. I'm an extremely important woman, you see.
Just one glance into the retinal scanner of the bank's security software and... ta-da! All the money you could dream of?
You've got it.
A very important woman.
Yep.
Only that's not quite true, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, it just occurs to me that it's not all of you that's important.
I don't get you.
The only bit of you that's really important is your eyes.
Now, wait a minute. I come as a package, you homicidal idiot. I'm not just a meal ticket, you know.
Oh, no.
Stay back. Listen to me. I can make you a very rich man. Dorky, very rich. Stay away from me!
Here we go, folks, back home. But with one hell of a care package courtesy of the Hope Foundation.
You know, I was really looking forward to being shot at this dump.
Oh, it's got potential.
Of course it's got potential. It's filled with humans, the best species in the universe. You have a whole city to start building from. Food, clothing, a fully kitted hospital.
We need to figure out a way of getting those cities working again.
That's it. To me. Let them down a bit. Mind the screen.
And yeah, a bunch of TVs. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I actually spotted a huge library in there.
A library?
Love a library.
Suppose we can polish the old planet up a bit.
Sure you can. You can do anything. Absolutely anything. Because you're humans. And you're amazing. And you're... You're recording this, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Of course you are. All right, come on. Let's get the show on the road.
Oh,